Blog Talk Radio.
Time with Pastor Steph.
Good morning, good morning. Rise and shine. You're on with this due time with Pastor Steph. How are you today? Oh, that's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. For this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So, where have you been all week? Oh my goodness gracious, it's been live over here on its due time. We started off Monday, shaking the Monday morning blues with the signs whether he or she is your soulmate. Yes, we talked about that soulmate thing on Monday with our due time crew, and one of the things we talked about was they know exactly what to do to get on your nerves. Yes, yes, yes. You know, you got to know exactly what's happening with a person, what the person is thinking. That's going to make them upset. Yes, yes. And the due time crew said, yes, that's, you can declare that that's your soulmate if you know exactly what gets underneath their skin. What about the chemistry? Yes, after all the years you've been together, there's still chemistry. Oh, they still light up your life. They still make you get all googly, 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 woogly, yeah, however y'all say it these days. And, yeah, those are the things that you can use to say, that's my soulmate over there. That's my soulmate. What about after you've spent so many days apart? Oh, your mouths are going a mile a minute trying to catch up on some things. And I can't wait to tell you exactly what happened. Yes. These are the things that they're saying you can use as a gauge as to whether this is your soulmate or not. Yes, you know, whether I use the terminology or you may use the terminology or not, there are people out there that use this terminology, and there are some gauges to be able to tell whether that's your partner for life. You know, are you really connected is what we're really trying to say. Okay, all right, so you get it, absolutely. All right, so we had to finish off the morning with our switch tip. You know, we can't close down a Monday without finishing with the switch tip, and this week was check your thoughts. Now, you know, it always coincides with our conversation that we had with the due time crew, and this week was no different. You know, check your thoughts, you know, and not everything indicates what you think it does. Yes, not everything that you're thinking is correct. Not everything you're thinking is in right order with the Lord. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about making sure that the things that you have in mind are okay with God to think. You know, people just feel like it's their brain and they can think however they want to think and they can kind of rest there. But no, we were reminded on Monday to check your thoughts. Make sure that everything you do and say is in alignment with the Lord. Okay? All righty. So we mosey on down to Tuesday. Let's talk about it. Tuesday, Church Folk Day. And we talked about, you know, the transgender individuals who are now running the church. Yes, as of September, there will be a transgender running the churches out in California and Nevada. Yes, over 200 churches they'll be involved in, and they'll be over. Yeah, bishop. Oh, this person has been assigned to be bishop. And we talked about, you know, what does God think about this thing? You know, are they okay to run the church? Is it okay to be a Christian, a gay Christian? Yes, that's the title that they've given themselves these days, a gay Christian. And, you know, what does God think about that? Does it jive with the Word of God? You know, we can call ourselves whatever we want to call ourselves, but check your thoughts. Does it jive with the Word of God? Is it something that God wants us to do, God wants us to be? Has he designed it in his Word to be that way? Because ultimately, that's what we need to use as a gauge. We can't start twisting up the Word of God. You know, we have been cautioned to not lean to our own understanding. Yes. And it seems like some of that is going on. Yeah. Well, you know, at the end of the day, God is the righteous judge, but I tell you one thing, he's not going to judge outside of anything that goes against his word. Yeah, you're going to have to be concerned about that. Yeah, he's going to be judging based on what he said and what he gave as a directive. Okay, so might be something you want to think about. Wow, Wednesday, wow, Wednesday came along, and we got with our girlfriend Vivian and that socially conscious segment, and got a little bit more news on that 42-year-old man who was hosting slumber parties for his daughter. Yes, that's how he was catching them off guard and able to, you know, douse their drink with something that made them go to sleep, and he took advantage of them. Oh, my goodness gracious. Also, talk about taking advantage of anybody. Check that Airbnb clause. Make sure that you understand your rights before you get involved, because, there might be some fine print you want to pay attention to. So just in case, God forbid, somebody else gets involved in the trip that you're taking, the right person is being held accountable. Yes, want to make sure. Okay, because they're trying to bow out, and we don't want to get them out of anything that they need to be held accountable for. All right, our ladies were in the house, our women of worship, and we talked about the media and how it has effect on our children, and how are we handling it? Well, the big word for Wednesday was prayer. Pray over your children. And there were some crafty ways that were laid out to get that job done. So you want to make sure that you go back and listen so you can get those hints. Okay, well, we couldn't finish off our Wednesday the way we can't finish off our Monday without our Faith Over Fear segment. And oh my, we got it good and strong on Wednesday as Pastor Charlene gave us our Faith Over Fear when it comes to our children. Yes, so we definitely had a wow Wednesday. Okay, well, Thursday was Therapeutic Thursday, and it rolled around pretty strong as we ripped from the headlines. Yes, our scaled down due time crew was all over the rip from the headlines scenarios as we talked about quite a few issues. And one of the things we talked about was that insurance policy. Yes, we had somebody with the insurance policy, an ex-husband, who said, I'll be suspect number one if you were to come up dead. Oh, yes, we're getting bold and brazen out here. Yeah, he has a life insurance policy on his ex-wife and told her, don't come up there. But if you do, I will be suspect number one. Oh, kind of cruel, don't you think? Well, wasn't the only one with an insurance policy issue. The wife, who was trying to get an insurance policy on her current husband, oh, he said, over my dead body, will I become more to you dead than alive? Oh, my goodness. They were going buck wild regarding the life insurance policies. Where were you yesterday? Oh, my. They gave us something to think about. Ooh, baby. I tell you. And we finished off with, you know, what do you think of the cruise lines and Broadway and the other entertainment spots who say that you must be vaccinated in order to participate? Yeah, you're paying to get in. They're not letting you in for free. But the mandate is that you must be vaccinated. Well, the governor out in Florida, which we know don't, you know, he doesn't have too much sense anyway. You know, well, he ain't taking too kindly. He's fining those cruise lines for telling people that you cannot come on board, you cannot be a part of this trip unless you are vaccinated. So that's how we ended our day yesterday. And oh, it has been hot and crazy over here on the Due Time with Pastor Steph this week. So I ask again, where have you been all week? Well, if you've missed any part, and I mean any part of the week, you want to go back and listen, because baby, it was some kind of conversation over here. And you don't want to miss it. Well, the best part about it is we are 24-7. Yes, I'm only live 2 hours of the morning, Monday through Friday. But I'm on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And if you have a favorite segment that takes place during the week, guess what? Yes, they're on 24-7 as well. Yes, we've had at least 55 weeks of your favorite segment. Yes, those voices you like to hear, that advice you like to hear, that guidance you like to hear, those jokes you like to hear. Yes, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Yes, all you have to do is go on any platform where podcasts can be listened to, and that's Apple iTunes and Spotify, Amazon Podcast, iHeartRadio. Yes, we have a home there, as well as Blog Talk Radio, and you can listen whenever you want to. Yes, while you're taking a bath, while you're cleaning the house, while you're jogging, while you're riding your bike, while you're, just kind of just winding down and chilling. You can listen to any episode of It's Due Time with Pastor Steph going back all the way to 2016. Now, the Due Time crew was not on that early. We didn't start until May 11th of 2020. But prior to that, we have some nice episodes. Yes, that will surely bless your life. So, get to pressing on that device and get us up so that you can be blessed, okay? All right. Well, today is Freestyle Friday. We get to do whatever it is we want to do. And what we do every week on a Friday is we listen to our men. Yes. The men have their say over here on It's Due Time with Pastor Steph, and we are so happy that they will be joining us today, God spares, and looking forward to a very interesting conversation, and I'm sure our men of warfare have something to say about this particular topic. Yes. Make sure you get that healthy breakfast. Now, yesterday, we gave you some tips about your diet and threw in, like, three new healthy breakfasts for you. Yes. You want to make sure you go and get that healthy breakfast and you stick around with us for more time in your life. So, and make sure you tell a friend while you're at it, because we're going to take this break. I mean, you really don't have a choice of that. But you do have a choice as to what you do during the break. So I suggest you get some healthy breakfast. I suggest you tell a friend so that we can all have a good time here on It's Due Time with Pastor Steph today. All righty? So let me give you this number, 516-387-1358. Again, the number is 516-387-1358, just in case you need to call in a hurry because your internet is getting wacky. And 347-285-7777 if you want to converse, through Shantice. Send us your thoughts. We love to hear from you, okay? All right, so let's take that break. We'll be right back.
Are you a woman experiencing chronic widespread muscle pain, soreness, stiffness, and fatigue? If so, you may have fibromyalgia. Hi, I'm Dr. Dennis Locks. I practice in the Tampa Bay area. Studies show that 80 to 90% of those diagnosed with fibromyalgia are women. It only takes a few seconds to make an appointment with your doctor to learn more about fibromyalgia. A few seconds that could bring you one step closer to relief.
Brought to you by Pfizer, working together for a healthier world.
Well, good morning and good morning to you. Welcome to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. And it's Freestyle Friday over here on It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. And I thank you so much for joining us. Okay. And I am so happy. I don't know about you, but I am so happy that it is Oh, the end of the week. Okay. And I'm glad to spend the week having spent the week with you, you know, and I enjoy being with you every morning. So I'm hoping that you had a good break and that you are with us today. Well, I advise you to go get that pen and paper because we need to go over some things. And you may need that. You're going to need that pen and paper, okay? Especially if you are looking to lose weight. Yes. Especially if you're looking to lose weight. So get that pen and paper out. All righty. Today, we're going to talk about foods that contain almost zero calories. Now, there are so many different weight loss programs out here. And one of the most popular ones is just counting what you eat, counting the calories of what you eat. Well, I'm about to give you a list of things that you can eat without really being worried about how many calories. All righty, you ready? You got that pen and paper out? Well, the first thing they say, apples. Yep, they say apples. There's not a whole lot of calories in apples. 1 cup of apple slices, 57 calories. And also, they're 3 grams of dietary fiber. You know, we're talking about also getting more fiber in your system and ways to get more fiber in your system, things you need to eat to get more fiber in your system. And apples comes up. Arugula. Yes, remember we talked about eating those leafy greens? Yes. Well, arugula, 1/2 cup of arugula, 3 calories. So imagine how much arugula you can eat without having to worry about it. Asparagus. Yes, asparagus, which is mostly eaten with like salmon. You hardly ever see a salmon recipe that does not include some asparagus on the side. Well, 1 cup of asparagus has only 27 calories. Okay, and is also rich in vitamin K as well. Okay, all righty. Oh, we got those beets. Oh, those good old beets. Okay, well, a cup of beets, only 59 calories. Beets are good. Remember, beets in your smoothie. Beets are really, really, really good for helping to lower that blood pressure, but only 59 calories in 1 cup. Broccoli! Yes. Broccoli. 1 cup of broccoli, 31 calories. Okay. 1 cup, 31 calories. All righty. What else? Brussels sprouts. Okay. Now, Brussels sprouts, they look like little mini cabbages. Yes. And I don't know what it is. People don't like Brussels sprouts. I guess they don't like the way the little cabbage looks. Well, 1 cup of Brussels sprouts, only 38 calories. Okay. Well, a whole cabbage. Okay, and you can talk about the green or the purple cabbage. Very, very, very low in calories. 1 cup, 22 calories. Wow. Is that why they tell you put a whole lot of vegetables on that plate? Because look, you've eaten all of that. You have got to be full by now. And you haven't even eaten 100 calories. No. Mm-mm. All that food. All right, come on. We're talking about foods that have close to zero calories. Carrots. Oh, you know, carrots, they have always told us are good for your eyes. Well, they're good for vitamin A as well. And in one cup, only 53 calories. In one cup, only 50. All righty. Cauliflower, not one of the most popular vegetables out there. People don't like them most times. It looks like a little flower. Cauliflower, one cup, 25 calories. Okay. And it's a little starchy vegetable because they say there are 5 grams of carbs in there. Five, just five. 5 little grams of carbs. Okay. Celery. Now, you know, celery is high in water content. Yeah, you know, when you chew it, you get a whole lot of water out of it. 18 calories in one cup. Wow, get those, listen, get that crudité, that's that celery and those carrots, man. You'll be good. Clementine. Oh, you know what clementines are. Those little baby oranges. Yes, and they're not as sweet as they used to be, but they're pretty good. Well, one, 35 calories. That's it. So eat three of them, and you've only got 100 calories pretty much. Okay? Cucumbers. Oh, cucumbers. Well, remember last week we found out that keeping the skin on our cucumbers is the way to go, okay? And in a half a cup, there's 8 calories in a half a cup. 8 calories, oh my goodness. And you can get full off of cucumbers. Especially if you leave the, you know, the skin on. Garlic, for those of you who like garlic. Garlic, one clove, 5 calories. Yeah. Grapefruit. Okay, you know what grapefruit is. It's in the citrus family. 52 calories in one half of a grapefruit. Mm-hmm. 52 calories. Iceberg lettuce. Now, you know, I have to say iceberg because we have different variations of that leafy green. And you have romaine lettuce and all of that other kind of stuff. And this one is much more water content than the others. Well, get to eating that salad with that iceberg lettuce. They say, you know, it's dense in calories. And it's dense in nutrients as well. A whole cup of lettuce, 10 calories. You're already full, right? Look at there. Kale. Now, some people have asked, do I use kale in my smoothie? And the answer is no longer. When I first started, I used to, but it's very hard to break down. I don't care how long you blend, what kind of blender you got. I got a NutriBullet. I got a new NutriBullet. And, yeah, that kale ain't breaking down like spinach. And you will be drinking bits of the vegetable. But know that one cup of kale is only 34 calories. Okay? Lemons and limes. Yeah. 1 ounce of lemon or lime juice, 8 calories. Mm-hmm. For those of you who like those white mushrooms, get it on your list. Get it on your list. White mushrooms, only 15 calories in a cup. Onions, yeah, you know, some of us can't live without our onions and peppers. And know that your onions, one medium onion has 44 calories. Yeah, that's kind of high for the little onion bulb, right? Yeah, I wouldn't have thought so either. But it's there. Okay, we're talking about foods that have very, almost zero calories to it. Okay? Peppers. Okay? All the different green, yellow, orange, red, and hot peppers as well. Okay? They're saying that the bell peppers, 1 cup, 46 calories. Papaya. Oh, for those of you who like the papaya, you know, it's that orange fruit with those little black seeds in them. Yeah. Well, 1 cup has 55 calories. Now, remember, now you're not eating the dried ones because the dried ones have all kind of sugar on it. We're not counting those, okay? Radishes. Yes, another vegetable that looks like the beet. Well, 1 cup, 19 calories. Okay. Oh, here goes that romaine lettuce. This one is a lot higher in nutrients than your iceberg lettuce. And are you ready for this? Are you ready for this one? Get to writing. 1 leaf of romaine lettuce. 1 calorie. 1 calorie. Oh, my goodness. Get to eat. I'm on my way to buy the romaine lettuce right now. Yes. Yes. Strawberries. Oh, for those of you who love your strawberries without the sugar. No. Leave the sugar off, which makes it intolerable for me to eat because I can't stand those sour strawberries. But for those of you who love your strawberries, in 1 cup, it's less than 50 calories. Spinach. Oh, my. Spinach. Spinach. 1 cup of spinach, 7 calories. Oh, my goodness. Sugar snap peas. Okay. Sugar snap peas, 1 cup, 41 calories. Tomatoes. Tomatoes. Get those tomatoes out. The cherry tomatoes, if you have 1 cup of cherry tomatoes, that gives you 27 calories. Turnips. Turnips. Okay, now we're talking about not the turnip greens. We're talking about the turnip, the white part that goes on the end. You see them in the fruit stand. Yeah. Well, in 1 cup of turnips, 37 calories. Watermelon. Watermelon. We know that watermelon is high in water. And a nice juicy cup of watermelon, 46 calories. Zucchini. Yeah, zucchini. You know the green squash? Mm-hmm. 1 cup, 18 calories. 18 calories. Okay. Now, coffee, herbal tea. Yeah. They're claiming that these without the, you know, without the sugar, remember? No. Straight. It only has about 2 calories per cup. Okay. Your herbs and spices also have calories to them. And they have less than 5 calories per teaspoon. All right. So those are all the things that have almost 0 calories. Apples, arugula, asparagus, beets, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, carrots, cauliflower, celery, clementines, cucumbers, garlic, berg lettuce, kale, lemons and limes, white mushrooms, onions, peppers, papaya, radishes, romaine lettuce, strawberries, spinach, sugar snap peas, tomatoes, turnips, remember the white part, not the green, turnips, watermelon, zucchini, coffee and herbal tea. Your herbs and spices do have calories, but they're very little. All right? So if you think about it, that's why they tell you to eat all those vegetables, because, A, you know, they gave us vegetables, and look at all the vegetables you can eat, and you don't have to worry about gaining a whole lot of weight. But eating enough of it, remember, just one leaf of the romaine lettuce, I think it was 8 calories. So think about eating an entire cup of lettuce. Okay? All righty. So, what are we talking about today? Well, before we get to our men, we're talking about this woman who goes on a rampage in Florida at an Outback Steakhouse. Now, what makes it newsworthy? She was bucking naked. Yes, she was in an Outback Steakhouse restaurant out in Florida, and she was trashing the place. Yes, 53-year-old Tina Kindred, and she is on the other side of the fence, by the way. By the time the cops got there, she was throwing around the people's glassware and bottles of liquor she was tossing, and saying all kind of incoherent words. And oh my. They tried to get her to calm down, and she would not calm down. So they ended up tasing her. And she was carrying on. She was carrying on. I did look at the video. And she was arrested and charged with aggravated assault and felony criminal mischief. Okay. They say they really can't figure out what happened. Yeah. They can't figure out how she got there. So, you know what? There may have been an issue of mental illness there, because unless they're holding back, you know, because they do what they want to do. But, you know, she was in there cutting up, and they asked her to stop. She wouldn't stop, so they ended up tasing her and arresting her. And, I wonder some things. I won't say it before I get to my gentleman. But, some things crossed my mind. So let's get to talking to the men. And let's see what they got going on in their world this morning. Good morning, Pastor KL.
Morning, Pastor Steph. How are you today?
I'm breathless. Thank you. I am breathless, man. You did your thing this morning when you've been eating those vegetables. Look at you now. How are you today? You sound well.
I'm doing well. I'm doing quite well. Thank you.
Oh, that's good. Listen, we're talking about those those foods that you can eat that have almost no calories. What's something on that list that you're happy has no calories because you eat a lot of?
Well, one thing I want to say, I'm so glad that you have this topic. I'm hoping that my wife is listening because I always put a bottle of lemon juice in her bag when we go to the restaurant. Because, you know, I don't want to pay for that drink. So I go ahead and order a glass of water, and I get the lemon juice. So, yeah, I'm glad that the lemon juice worked out for me. You know, so that worked out pretty well. Now, I am not a vegetable buff at all, but I do like iceberg lettuce and the tomatoes. That's the only thing on the list that I would eat. The iceberg lettuce and tomatoes. I'll do salad all day. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, good, because those two items are on that list and don't have a lot of calories, almost zero calories at the end of the day. So it's nice to know
ma'am.
You can get full off of iceberg lettuce and tomatoes, and you don't have to worry about, you know, how many calories just took in.
Okay, don't misquote me now. I didn't say I get full off it now. I say I eat it. There's going to be some other stuff with it.
I know you didn't use those words, but I'm trying to encourage others, you know, by saying, yeah, you know, listen, do what Pastor Kale does. Eat the iceberg lettuce with the tomatoes, and you don't have to worry about coming up, you know, heavy on the calorie intake. So, Pastor KL, so your wife is going buck wild over in Outback Steakhouse, or your woman, let's put it like that. You know, the woman in your life is going buck wild in the Outback Steakhouse, and you find out that she's so incoherent that she's actually without her clothes. What do you think? What comes to your mind?
Well, one is I'm thinking that she didn't get enough calories in whatever they were serving.
You
so
know
now
what?
She got issues there. But, yeah, I would kind of lose my mind. You know, you go to Outback and then you get butt naked. You know, there's a problem with that. I don't know. We will have to talk to some people. We'll have to do some MRIs or CAT scans of the brain or something. You know what I mean? Because if you can do that in public, think about what you can do in private with me.
Wow, look at how we turned it around to you, potentially your dangerous experience. Oh, my goodness. Well, we want to thank you for that thought, Pastor KL, or those thoughts, Pastor KL. Thank you for joining us today. We'll be back in a minute to talk to you again.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Let's say good morning to our brother Al, who is hailing from Atlantic City, I believe, this morning. Not at the casino game table, but just in Atlantic City on the boardwalk. Right, Brother Al?
Yes, indeed. Chop, chop of the morning. Chop, chop of the morning. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, we thank God that he gave you traveling mercies and you're hanging down there with your project in tow. And we're talking about these dense calories, you know, the vegetables that have almost zero calories. Which ones are you drawn to?
Man, there were so many you called off, and, you know, I'm into the health thing, try to do as much as I can, but I do the tomatoes, I do the cucumbers, I love cucumbers, the apples. I used to do iceberg lettuce a lot, but then when I saw about the romaine, I do more of that with the spring mix.
Okay.
There's so much on there, but I eat most of it. Most of what you named, I eat them.
Okay. So we're expecting
I'm glad
you to
it's
be
less calories.
Yes, I was going to say, so we're expecting you to be thin as of this time next year, God spares, as you
Yes, indeed.
Put more of that stuff on your plate. We're all going to be showing some profiles next year, and we're going to give thanks to the zero calorie list. All right.
Oh, you know, one of the things too, Pastor Steph, a lot that I use is the garlic, and so I'm glad of that, because also also garlic helps with high blood pressure too as well.
Yes.
So I use a lot of garlic.
Okay. Yes, garlic does come up on the food you want to eat if you want to combat that high blood pressure. Thank you very much for the reminder, Brother Al. And you know, we're glad that you're encouraging our listeners to eat more of the zero calorie items. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Now, Brother Al, you hear that your lady is in the Outback Steakhouse going wild, bucking naked. What do you think? What comes to your mind?
What comes to my mind is like, wow, baby, the food that bad? The food that bad? You got to get bucking naked and call my records. But I would think that did she take some drugs? You know, why are you flipping off like that? You know, and knowing the kind of person that you are, something wrong. You either took too much medicine or something.
All righty. Okay. And there's a reason why I'm asking, this question. But I want to thank you for joining us this morning, Brother Al. And getting this party started. All right. We'll be back shortly. Let's say good morning to our Minister AJ. Good morning, Minister AJ.
Good morning, yiggity-yang.
All right, yiggity-yang. Oh, we're talking about this zero-calorie list. And what's your favorite on that list?
Definitely cucumbers, apples, and romaine lettuce.
Okay,
I can eat salad all day.
Wow.
You throw some carrots in me.
Okay. Well, that's nice. We got, the men who really like salads. All the men said they like the salad compartment. Well, it doesn't only apply to women. You know, women are the ones who talk about eating salad all the time. But, it's nice to know that our men are paying attention to the salads. And, again, we're looking forward to all three of you men, coming out and having that profile that looks quite sharp. So, Minister AJ, you get a phone call or you turn on your TV or your radio and you hear that there's a woman going crazy in the Outback Steakhouse and come to find out that it's your lady who's in there on a rampage bucking naked. What do you think? What's your thought? What comes to your mind?
On this one, I'm going to think like one of my crooked family members. Let me get there quick. We've got a lawsuit. They had to have slipped something in her drink. Not my lady going crazy. No way. No possible. Y'all must have put something in food or something in her drink. Let me get there. We're about to get paid.
Interesting. An interesting response, Minister AJ. Okay.
My Bible believing woman. No way.
Oh, yes, not your Bible believing woman. You know, the reason why I'm asking is because today we're going to talk about the traits of a woman that attract men. And, I saw that article, and that's why I was asking, what comes to your mind when you think of, the woman you love, the woman you've chosen? As far as you're concerned, everything was fine when you were together. And then when you look around, she's on the floor of Outback or any store, And they have to tase her because she's out of control. And, you know, I said that this particular woman I thought may have some kind of mental illness, maybe didn't take her medicine that morning. I don't know. You know, I don't have the clue because they have not indicated this 53-year-old woman what actually went wrong that had her up in the store or in the restaurant, kind of losing it. So, you know, it's a lot to think about because you don't know what happens to a person from day to day. You don't know what makes a person go off. But we're talking about the things that attract you to these women in the first place. Okay? So one of the first things they say that attract men to women is kindness. Pastor KL, why kindness?
Well, I mean, when you see your woman or a woman kind, you automatically know how you're going to be treated. If you see them abrupt and rude and stuff like that, you almost want to stay away from that because that's a part of them. You know, if they're so easily to be rude, that's a part of their character. You know, just as if they're so easily to be kind to people, even especially to strangers, that's a part of their character. And you know what you're going to get when you get involved with this woman. You know, the first impression is one of the biggest. So if she's always rude or if she's always kind, whatever side of the scale it is, that's what you're going to get. So kindness is very, very, very important. And that's what you're going to get.
Okay. Brother Al, why kindness?
Well, kindness tells me that this person has a good spirit. You know, this person has a good spirit, a happy spirit. So that's definitely a good trait.
Okay. And Minister AJ, kindness, they are listing. Why do you think kindness is on that list?
There's nothing worse than a woman who is not kind. You know, you want somebody, to me, that goes with being a woman, kindness, gentleness. You know, those type of things. When you think of even the dynamics between two parents, you know, the woman is usually the kind one, the softer one. So if she's not kind, you know, you might think she's a little too, you know, manly, abrupt, you know what I mean? Not so kind. Usually it's the man that's not so kind. So, you know, you might think, you know, you got a little man there versus a woman. So please be kind, women.
Jesus. Listen, I have a question for you gentlemen, and this may happen as you're talking. And you know, I've seen women in public that are, I mean, or women who are so mean, and the men claim, but she's kind to him at home or in private. Have you seen that, Pastor KL? Do you know of people experiencing that, or have you ever noticed that? What do you think of that?
Oh yeah, I definitely noticed that. And what, like I said, you know, whatever you get outside is what you get inside. You know, because again, if they can be so mean to people outside and abrupt, you know, their tongue is coming at you because they know you, they know your faults, they know your triggers, so they gonna get you. So, yeah, I definitely believe that if you're mean outside, you're mean on the inside. You need Jesus.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Brother Al, have you seen that before, like a woman who's so mean, or have you experienced that, a woman who's so mean? And let's talk about vice versa, you know, a woman who may have been really unkind to you, but when you get out in public, you don't even recognize her because she's so kind to everybody else. Either side, have you experienced?
Both. I had a coworker, which was a supervisor, and I don't know what it was. She was so nice to me, but she would go in on people, and I would look at her like, is this the same person that I speak to when there's an issue on the job, or oh, well, we got to take care of someone. We working on a project. Like, she would be so nice to me. But then when she would talk to the other people, she would just be so, and I'm like, wow, what's wrong with her? And I think what happens with that is, you know, people will get to know you. They'll know, like, okay, this person don't really take no mess. But you know what? This person over here, I can say whatever and run over, and they're not going to say anything. Because I have seen that. Because I'm like that. I'm just like, I would lose my job. I would lose my job than lose my dignity. You cannot talk to me any kind of way. And I stand by that. But you got some people that are like, oh, man, about my job, man. I can't do that, man. I need my job. So they'll let whatever go. So I have seen that. I have been in a relationship. My son, mother. We would get into it. She'll do this and that. But go outside and be the nicest person to everybody. I'm like, wow, I must got a target on my face and saw me. So I have seen that.
Okay. Minister AJ, what about you? Have you seen or experienced either side of that? The flip-flop.
I got a brother like that. You know, he's mean to everybody. And he'll get on the phone with T-Mobile. And, you know, they're fixing a problem. And he's like, listen, thank you so much for being so patient today. And I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, are you serious? He'll fight anybody at the drop of a dime. You look at him wrong. He's ready to take your head off. And the minute somebody's fixing a little problem, something simple, oh, thank you. Now he can use his words. Now he has vocabulary. I'm Jesus. But, and on the flip side, women, yeah, I deal with that all the time. Definitely in a restaurant, I come across some of the nastiest women. I'm talking about nasty. Just nasty. And a lot of times I go back and forth with one of my friends because she always say, oh, black men don't protect black women. And I'm like, you should see how they treat us. Like, come to the restaurant and you could be nice to them. Give them everything they want. And they treat you like crap. It is bad. It is very bad. Very bad.
Well, we've discussed that. We've had that topic, you know, black men don't protect black women. And how does that even fit into the kindness issue?
It's bad, especially when you're in any type of service industry and you treat people, you know, with respect and you give them everything they desire. And they treat you like crap, like you're beneath them. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know what it is. Sometimes they think because you're like a waiter or something, like you just don't make money or you're at the bottom of the barrel. And you could be making more money than them, you know. But that's just how some people see you or treat you if they think like you're a servant or, you know what I mean, or you're serving them. And I think it's crazy. And these are the people who are handling your food, handling your drink. And I think it's crazy. I think it's completely crazy. You cannot obviously be thinking with a straight head and you're being nasty to somebody that's handling your food. No way.
No, man, I've seen people, like you said, you know, you definitely want to be kind to the people that's handling your food because I have
Dirty
seen
ribeye,
the clips.
Up.
Huh?
Dirty ribeye coming up. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, I've seen the clips. Yeah. Of, you know, what people do with your food. And, you know, they didn't show us what precipitated, you know, oops, I dropped your steak on the floor and I'm just going to pick it up and put it on your plate. And, you know, oh, I tried to do this and that went wrong. And, oh, I'm going to give it to you anyway. They don't tell us that, but they do, you know, show what they, you know, how they handle your food. And, yeah, I think you want to be real kind to the people. Let me ask you this. How does a man act in a restaurant whose wife or who the female who's sitting with him is not kind and he's the opposite? What happens?
Usually he's acting like the female. He's sitting there rolling his eyes or looking like what is going on? And a lot of times the man will shake his head and he'll go out of his way to, you know, do a nice gesture maybe at the end, like with the tip. He'll say, you know, I'm so sorry that, you know, you had to go through all that. and they'll tip you well. Most of the time, the man will say something like, I can't believe she's acting like that. And some will just be quiet, like you could tell that they don't wear the pants. You know what I'm saying? They got their head down. Like, they're embarrassed. But they're just shaking their head or looking down, and she's answering everything and doing everything. Because a lot of times it happens like that, where the woman is completely rude, and the man is nice, but, and some of them, I guess you could tell, they don't want to, you know what I mean? They don't want to deal with the wrath at home, so they just go along with it.
Yeah. Wow. Have you had to cover up for an unkind woman?
Nah. It wouldn't be me. Cause, I'm sorry, I got to go to the bathroom. I'm out. Gotta go.
Okay. Brother Al, what'd you say?
I said that's when I would use the scripture. Come out from among them and be separate. No, I'm joking.
Are you like Pastor KL today, quoting the Bible scripture? Brother Al, have you had to cover up for an unkind woman in public?
Yes. And I really didn't come up. I actually got at her. And again, my son's mother, you know, she had a pet peeve where if she's in the store and she's buying something, and let's just say you say, okay, that's $5.95, and she give you the money in your hand, and when you give the money back, when the person get the money back and put it on the counter, she would have a fit. Oh, I gave the money in your hand, and you put it on the counter. I said, look at him. I was like, really? You really going to call the scene because this person put the money on the counter? Like, pick the money up and shut up. Like, serious? So I would get out about that. Like, come on. You making a scene, or then she would stop saying something, then she would kind of, like, roll her eyes or at the person and stuff like that. And that's okay. So from now on, you're going shopping by yourself. I won't be involved, but I never covered up like it was okay. Like, I would tell her, like, seriously, you know, I'd be in a calm voice, like seriously, you're going to cause a scene because the person put the money on the counter for real? Like, get the money and let's go.
Okay. Pastor KL, have you ever had to cover for an unkind woman?
No, I haven't, but with that same scenario that Brother Al said, my wife had to cover for me because that's one of my biggest pet peeves. If I put my money in your hand, put my change in my hand. You don't do that, and especially if you're on the other side of the track, it's going on wherever we at. So my wife has had to cover for me. I mean, deep she had to cover for me. Like, pull me out the store, had to cover for me. I think that
is
so disrespectful. So disrespectful.
Wow.
I was the mean one.
Ooh, it's going down over that change on the counter versus the change in your hand. Wow. All right. Well, I have to say that I have, you know, it wasn't going down on that level, but I've had to check some cashiers who have done that. I do think also that is very rude. And a lot of them is simply because they don't want to touch your hand. Yeah, they don't want the contact. Well, this ain't your job. This is not the job for you. So I can see
right.
Why, you know. Now, how you go all buck wild is something different. But, yeah, I definitely, I understand if you address that issue because that's a bit much. That's a bit much. All right. Brother Al, the next thing they have on here as a trait that attracts men is a woman with a sense of humor. Now, this particular group, I know why you all like to have women, why you would want to have a woman with a good sense of humor. But why, Brother Al, why is that a trait that's attractive to you? Or is it a trait that's attractive to you?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, because I'm a fun person. And I always believe, you know, I said this a long time ago, that I always believe that laughter is healing. Because like I said, you could feel down, you could be going through something, and you get a good laugh and you feel totally better. So, you got to have a sense of humor to be, because I'm going to keep you laughing regardless, you know. I dated a young lady one time, did not have a sense of humor. So it did not work at all. And I used to do stuff on purpose. She would get mad. You just don't know how to act, dude. I said, well, put some fun in your life. Why are you serious all the time? Like, you don't want to laugh. You don't feel good laughing. So, yeah, you definitely got to have a sense of humor. And, you know, and that tells me also that, you know, that she enjoys life as well as I do. So you definitely got to have that.
Okay, okay. What about you, Minister AJ?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I love a woman with a good sense of humor. And especially, it takes a lot to make me laugh. So if you got a good sense of humor and you can make me laugh, oh, yeah, you're a keeper.
What about the woman who does not laugh at your jokes?
Oh, something's wrong with her. Something's wrong with her. We need to check.
Oh, really?
We need to check the elevator. Yeah, yeah. If you can't laugh at my jokes, something's wrong with that elevator. If you don't laugh at me, the elevator's not going up.
Wow.
Listen. Our next date is at the doctor. We going straight to the doctor. If you don't think I'm funny, we going to the doctor. Something is wrong. Either you don't comprehend, no comprende, or you just, something's wrong. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
What makes your jokes to the point where if she don't laugh at your jokes, she's something wrong with her?
How could you not laugh? It's natural. It's so impromptu. It's funny. I mean, I'm a funny person. Hence my profession. You know, if you can't laugh at me, something is wrong. Something is wrong. No, we're going to replace you immediately. Something, you got to go.
Wow. Wow. That is crazy.
And I know that from doing shows. I've done shows where I'm going crazy, and the kids, I did one show like that, and the kids were looking at me like I was crazy. Then I came out as Spider-Man, and they went crazy. You know what? They didn't understand. That's what it was. They didn't understand how tricks were, gags. But the Spider-Man, they understood. So, you know, from now on, yeah, if you're not laughing, yeah, we need to check this elevator. You know, something's wrong.
Wow. What about you, Pastor KL? How important is a sense of humor?
Oh, it's very important because I'm a fool. You know, so if you don't have a sense of humor, you're not going to deal with me. And then the other thing is, you know, you was asking about when you laugh at my jokes. A lot of my jokes are biblically based. So if you don't find my jokes funny, you don't know the Bible. And if you don't know the Bible, you ain't as saved as you say that you are. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't know the Bible, you ain't got no prayer life. So it's time for you to go. You know? I'm just saying. You know what I mean? If you don't laugh about these jokes from the Bible, that's because you don't understand them. They're over your head. You know?
You know
so
what?
You know, you need to go back to the open house of the church.
You know what? Because you have to let me go. We go to the doctor or replace me immediately because you are the funniest thing and something's wrong with me. And the other one with you don't laugh at my Bible jokes. That you no, what in the world is that? Oh my god.
That means
gracious.
Listen. That means you didn't complete the right hand of fellowship.
What does the right hand of fellowship have to do with things? What? So if I wasn't laughing at this, if she wasn't laughing at this particular set of jokes here, what would that mean?
She gotta go. Listen, I need somebody who's equally yoked.
Oh my goodness gracious!
The Bible. That's Bible.
What'd
that's
you say?
Bible. Tell me, AJ, that's Bible. You said that's Bible, baby.
She don't know how to read the Bible. That's what it means. She ain't laughing.
You know what? Y'all are special. Y'all extra special. One thing we always talk about on It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. communication skills. They say your communication skills attract you to, you know, to that particular woman. What say you, Minister AJ?
Oh, yeah, I learned this one the hard way. You know, being young, choosing the arm charm, and then when you had to take the arm charm to meet the family, and then you had to hold, when she started talking, and then you had to start holding your breath. Whew. You know, like the ones who can't put the sentences, like the ones who can't put the sentences together, and then they always blame it on, oh, I'm tired. You ain't tired 24 hours. Stop it. Get that. Get them sentences together.
You know what? Help me understand this, and maybe for others who are listening. What does can't put a sentence together mean? What does that mean? Give us an example.
I don't know. It just don't sound like when it's coming out. Like I can't even really explain it. It's just the words are backwards. You know what I mean? You know, like it's like. It's backwards. It just don't even sound right. It don't sound educated. It don't sound like you should be saying it. You know, I can't even, you know, I got to bring one of my exes over because, you know, it's just that improv.
You know what?
Moment. Like, they can do it better. They can do it a whole lot better than me. I can't even talk broken like that. Yeah, it's just bad. It's just bad. You've been there before where somebody looked good, but until they open up their mouth. You know what I mean? I don't know if you ever been there. You know, just like, don't even talk. Just stand there and model. Don't even say a word. You know.
Wow.
Yeah, just pretend you're a mannequin. Just pretend you're a mannequin, and we're going to be fine. Or let's do the ventriloquist act. You move your lips, I talk.
So how do you even get to the point of introducing her to your family if she couldn't put words together? You hadn't found that out earlier?
See, when y'all together, y'all have simple conversation. You know, what's your favorite color? What do you like to eat? You're not, it's no real pressure. You know what I'm saying? But the family pressure question, you know what I'm saying? Did you go to college? You know, what's your occupation? You know, and now they got to really explain.
Wait.
You know what I mean?
Wait. Stop talking. So you mean to tell me the occupation question and the college question only comes from the parents, that you never ask those questions?
No, because I didn't go to college. And, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, as long as you make and most of my exes, I have to tell them to go get a job. Like, why are you waiting for me to come home? Go get a job.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I hope to God that you have learned immensely.
I definitely learned now. Yeah.
We may have done this on Relationship Rumors or something, or Relationship Mondays, you know, the top questions you need to ask. We may need to revisit that. Well, thank you for your openness, Minister AJ. Pastor KL.
Oh,
we're talking about those communication skills, you know, something that we consistently talk about here on It's Due Time. You know, they say that attracts you to the woman.
Yes. Well, all those who know me, I am definitely into a woman speaking correctly. You know, I've come from New York to Alabama where everything is you gonna eat that? We said it to go down the street. You know, all this stuff that I'm really not understanding. You know, and then when they find out you're from the North, they try to use these big words that mean nothing that they're talking about in their conversation. I'm like, you know that word doesn't mean what you think it means, right? But I think I know what you're saying.
My gosh.
So, now, if I was Minister AJ and I already understood that I had to hold my breath, when it was time to meet the parents, I just bring a picture. This is what she looked like, Mama. don't she look pretty? This is what she looked like. I'd have a plethora of pictures in my phone. Just swipe to the left, Mama. You can see what she's doing. Look at this. This is her in her cap and gown. This is her on the job.
So they wouldn't have to ask the questions. You would already show it in the pictures. It'd be show and
now
tell.
Now watch this. Exactly. As well educated as my wife is, you know, she's in the medical field. My parents never met my wife until after we got married.
Oh,
after we got
goodness.
Married, I brought it to New York, and you know, and we had a pretest. We had a pretest. You know, this is what they might ask you. You know, say this. You know, no, don't say it with the southern twang. This is how I need you to say it. You know, the fox in the box. You know, don't come down here and talk about, hey, y'all. That's not what we're going to do. It's going to be, hello, how are you? You know, this is what we need to, I had a whole test, you know. It took about 2 tries for her to pass completely, but, you know, we had to wait.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I tell you all, you men here, I tell you, I don't even know what Al going to say. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh. We didn't went from failing in front of the family to rehearsing before we get to the family. I'm done. I'm done already. What you got, Brother Al? You are big on this communication thing. You have flagged this 1,000,001 times over the time we've been over here on this due time. What you talking about today? Why is the communication skills a trait that attracts you to a woman?
The communication, you know, like you said, I always flag that's a big thing with me, and you can get along better and be on the same page as communicating. But then also like my brothers have said, and what they said, a mouthful, that you have to communicate. You can't put a sentence together. I'm like, Brother AJ, I'm talking to you and you're saying, I want the store. Excuse me? I want the store. Or do you mean you want to go to the store? Yeah.
Oh no,
we
got to
we got to get hooked on phonics so you can put these words together. And
oh,
you know what happened
goodness.
Is these people. What happened is I think what happens sometimes is they want to say some things. You know, they got to press your family so badly that they start stumbling instead of just be yourself. You know, I had a young lady I was dating one time. And she messed around. And see, I didn't know, you know, you growing up, I don't know what my mother wanted, you know, and got girls, a little pretty little thing, you know, bring her to the house. She messed around and came in the house and didn't speak to my mother. Oh!
Oh, man. No,
and I'm sitting there, and I didn't realize it until my mother, you know, my mother's just straightforward. My mother started mumbling something. I'm like, what my mom sitting there? And then I heard my mother say, look, Heifer, come in here and don't speak to me. I said, you didn't speak to my mother? She said, oh, well, she was watching TV. I didn't know. I said, well, come with me. She said, where are we going? I said, we're leaving because my mom's getting ready to go off. We had to go immediately. And, you know, my dad looked at my dad. You know, he gave me that. Your son, she, that's all right there. And my mother, if looks get killed, she'd have been dead. I'm like, all right, we got to go.
Wow.
You ain't ever coming back. My mother's like, don't you ever bring her back here. But, you know, as getting older, I've learned to be around the person first before you meet my family. Like, I have to, like, I don't have much family here. The closest family I got is in Jersey. And my cousin Margaret, I always call her my aunt because Margaret is like in her late 70s and she's just a sweetheart, but she's straightforward. And I seen her do it to her son because she got 5 boys and 1 girl. And I seen what
wow.
she's done. And it's so funny because, you know, after me and Tamika was dating over a year from Jane, I took Tamika to meet him. And Tamika had to look around because it was like everybody was so happy because I don't bring females around my family. So when I finally bought somebody, they was like, okay, Al, you bought a female. So Tamika looking around like, well, what's going on? Because they were just so happy because I don't bring people around my family. And she got along good with them because, and my aunt Margaret told her, man, if you wasn't good, I would have been told you to leave my house.
I'm like, oh, Marcus.
Wow,
And she's dead too. I've seen her do it. And she would have pulled me to the side and be like, Al, don't ever bring her back here again. She would have actually said that. So they really liked Tamika, which was a good sign. And she told Tamika, she said, Tamika, if you are now, I promise you, I wouldn't treat you bad. But you'd have been leaving real soon. So
wow.
You people before you bring around your family, because I had to scope to be kind of, you know, we ain't mentioned nothing about the backyard, but everything worked out fine.
Wow, wow, wow. Let's talk about her smile. The smile is what attracts you to a woman, Pastor K.O. True?
Oh, definitely true. Definitely true. That smile, you know, you're always attracted to physical first, you know, because you never get a chance to talk to them. But the smile, you know, motivates you to get up enough nerve, you know, to talk to them. So, yeah, you are definitely attracted, you know, by the smile. You know, if you was Peter Cottontail with buck tooth and stuff like that, the smile might not be too good, you know. You know, some things you can overlook, but you know that overbite sometimes don't work out too well. But yeah, the smile is definitely good.
Okay. Oh, Brother Al, does that smile do it for you? Is that something that attracts you to a woman?
Yeah, yes, it does. And you have to be real careful with the smile. I need to see you smile with your mouth closed, and I need to see you smile with your mouth open. Now, you look at and she got a nice smile with her mouth closed. And you're like, okay, cool. And then she smiled again, and she got a tooth missing in the front and at the bottom. It's like, okay, whoa, wait a minute. Or she smiled, and her smile looked like the Joker smile. Okay, something ain't right. So we definitely got to inspect the smile. We got to do a smile inspection, and then we're good to go.
All right, so you've done the smile inspection, and she's missing that tooth at the top and one at the bottom. What does that mean? You don't go forward?
That means she's not taking care of teeth. You know, you're not taking care of your teeth, and you're okay with it. You look like a crackhead with a tooth missing in the front. You got to fix that. You have to fix that. Pastor Steph, I'll tell you to this day, if I was missing a tooth in the front, I would go broke. I don't care how much it costs. I'm getting that tooth back in the front. You got to have that tooth in the front.
Well, you can definitely
hang
out with Shanti. Yes.
Let me just say one thing to the fellas. If they have a smile and a big butt, don't trust them. That's what Bell does. Don't trust a big butt and a smile.
Oh my goodness. Well, maybe she didn't have enough money, Brother Al, to fix that, you know, to go broke. Maybe she's already broke,
okay,
and she doesn't have that money to fix that tooth. What does that mean?
Cool. So then go to the store and get you a white chiclet and put in that space. If you smile, that tooth is missing. You're going to see my smile turn into a frown. No, get that tooth. I don't care how you do it. I don't care what you do. Get a piece of wood. Paint it white. I don't care. Fix it. Get a piece of wood. Paint it white. I don't care. Fix it. No, we're not doing the missing tooth in the front. Now, Pastor Jeff, I can maybe do at the bottom. I maybe could do at the bottom on the side. Okay, I might could let that slide. But that tooth, that top tooth in the front, I done seen too many crackheads, man, like that. No. Mm-mm. No, sir. No, sir. Sir. No, sir.
Pastor K.L., what happens when she smiles and she's missing those two teeth? What do you, does that end there's no communication after that?
Well,
there's no communication after that.
All I can think about is football or soccer. Say, go!
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I'm thinking she's into sports. That's all.
You know what? Oh, my goodness gracious.
Fix it.
Oh, my goodness. Minister AJ, they have spoken already. So the smile. Tell us about the smile. Does the smile attract you to this woman?
I mean, yes, absolutely. Missing teeth, you know the synthesis is not coming out right. So you already know. One strike down. You know what I mean? If them teeth are... So, for me, I got double issues. Not only are you not going to put the sentences right, they definitely not coming out right.
Especially when you use the word that starts with S.
I'm not going to want you to laugh at my jokes. So we definitely, I'm not going to have to worry about you having a sense of humor. I'm like, don't laugh. I'm about to tell you something funny, but don't laugh, okay? Whatever you do, don't laugh. Laugh with your hand over your mouth. Now,
and if those
teeth are so yellow that I can't believe it's not butter, yeah, we definitely not butter.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Let me.
Because I was gonna ask. Okay, so she can't afford, you know, like you, Brother Al, and Shantice. Because I don't care what tooth falls out of her mouth, that girl going straight broke, and she breaking my pocket with it to make sure she gets this tooth.
There you go, Shantice. So, there you go.
There are. People who do go broke for their teeth, but what if she doesn't have it and she can't and she's already broke, Minister AJ?
Then it's a no go. If you broke and you ain't got no teeth, well, I wanna know what else is missing. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So if you ain't got no money, no teeth, that means there's nothing in the pot. We just got zeros across the board.
Listen, you know what?
Listen. I can't.
You know, you and Pastor KL and the Bible verses. I can't.
No. A slack hand. And that means she's probably lazy because a slack hand equals poverty. You get what I'm saying to you? So No.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I can't.
You can get a job somewhere.
Oh, all right. Let me see what the next thing is they say.
Well, they should add that. They should add that to the commandment. Thou should not smile if thou don't have teeth.
What in the world? You're telling God what to put in a commandment, Brother Al? Well, you know what? God says he searches the inside. He doesn't go with physical appearance. So now what?
The teeth is inside her mouth.
I'm a date a girl, but she can't go outside with me.
Oh, my goodness. Wait. Okay, so that's your response. Now, Pastor Gale, you said what? What about the suggestion box?
Well, I mean, you know, it's a suggestion box. We're not trying to tell God what to do. We're just making suggestions. You might want to add that little clause in.
Oh my goodness gracious! If he's searching the inside, he is definitely not worried about the teeth. Go ahead.
Right,
what
but
you,
listen,
what
listen,
you want to
what
say
you just
for
said. You said search the inside. I've searched the inside of her mouth, and the teeth are missing.
You know what? I can't. I'm done with y'all. Oh my goodness!
Well, we're just gonna leave her inside. We're going to leave her inside. That's going to be the inside joke.
Oh, my goodness gracious. All right, this one, I'm dying to hear. What attracts a man to a woman? Her listening skills. What you got, Brother Al?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, you got to listen. You know, even if you got to put a hearing aid in, You need to hear.
You know what?
All right, we need to know what's going on. You know, because you know what's happening now. These cell phones, Facebook, and everything. I'm talking to you, and you're texting, or you on Facebook posting stuff, and I'm trying to tell you something serious. No, I got to slap the phone out your hand now to get your attention, or I got to go on Facebook Live to say, "Can you hear me now? I'm over here." No. You got to be able to listen. I tell you to go to the store and bring me back a bag of oranges, and you come back with a bag of avocados. That's not what I said. I said oranges.
Oh, goodness gracious.
It's going to be a situation. Wow. You got to be able to listen. You got to be able to listen.
Okay. Minister AJ, you know, they're listening skills. Is that in your
Absolutely.
Pocket as well?
Oh yeah. You know, nobody wants to feel like they're dealing with a big kid. You know what I mean? You don't know how to listen. You don't know exactly what I'm saying. And you know, I need to know that you know basic words. You know, what I mean? Is it a problem with your hearing, or you just don't comprehend? So yeah, I'm definitely paying attention to how you listen, because you know, and that could turn into an embarrassment in the street. You don't know how to listen. You know what I mean? Told you to do one thing, and then, you know what I mean? You're doing something totally different now. We all looking crazy. So, absolutely.
Okay. Pastor KL, listening skills.
Now,
how essential is that?
I'm going to have to go the other way, because though listening skills is very, very, very important, it can definitely bite you in the behind. You know, I remember before I married my wife, I said, "Baby, I'm going to marry you. And when I marry you, I'm going to buy you the biggest ring in the store." So I came with the ring that I gave her, and she asked me, "Well, was that the biggest one?"
Wow.
So sometimes they listen too well. They listen too well, and they remember everything you say.
Wow. Okay. But is that an essential that you look for?
Yes, it is. I need you not only to listen, but to understand what I'm saying. You know, sometimes folks listening, but they don't understand what you say. So, yeah, it's important.
Okay. All right now. They say, money and wealth attracts you to a woman. Minister AJ, what do you have to say about that one?
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, if I'm going to do bad, I can do bad by myself. There's some women who don't understand wealth. They don't understand you trying to build wealth. Like, we can't spend right now, you know, because we're saving for later. And some just want to spend, and then look at you like, okay, we got money problems. Something's wrong with that. Nah, I need somebody who understands wealth, understands, you know, we're going to have to sacrifice right now for a better future, you know. So we not out here looking crazy, you know, out here with a nice car and no teeth. No.
Okay. Pastor KL, the money wealth area, you know, does that draw you to a woman?
I don't know that it would draw me to you. You know, I'd rather look at your heart and, you know, and speak to you and see where your goals are. Because sometimes, you know, you just don't have the money right then and there. Because of different circumstances. So I don't think that's a totally, you know, I'm not going to deal with you. But like, you know, Minister AJ says that if you're just shopping all the time, or, you know what I'm saying, we're not saving for a rainy day, I'll look at your habit, your money habit. But you don't have to have a lot of money, you know, to be in my show.
Okay. Be in your show. All right. Brother Al.
You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be a star to be in my show.
Yes. I do remember the song. Brother Al.
You're a little slow.
What do you say?
I can date you. You're a little slow.
Yeah, if you don't know them songs, you're all out of it. You're not worth the marital ring. Hey, Brother Al. They're talking about money and wealth. That's on this list that, you know, is a trait that attracts you to a woman. Does that apply to you?
It's not a big thing. I mean, I would like to know that you're able to hold your ground, be able to fend for yourself. But it's not a big important thing that will attract me, because you got some women who got money and they crazy as I don't know what. So, you know, I want to make sure that you're able to hold your ground and that you are bringing something to the table, but it's not a big thing for me like that.
Okay. Oh, we're coming down. Oh boy. I'm skipping over that one. Your eyes. Pastor KL, eyes. Is that something that attracts you to a woman?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. The eyes is definitely, you know, when you look at the eyes, you're supposed to be looking to the soul. So it's definitely something that's attractive or well, attracted to it. I mean, if you look like a gremlin and you got gremlin eyes, you know, I don't know that I want to deal with you. You know, but, yeah, the eyes is definitely, you know, it tells the story. Listen, not only that, it tells where you've been. You know, it tells that if you're happy, it tells that if you've been hurt. You know, your eyes will tell the whole story. So your eyes are definitely important.
Okay. Brother Al, your eyes, is that something that's on your list of attractions?
I would say yes. I agree with my brother, Pastor Kale. It tells a story. You know, even now when you look at it where everybody wearing masks, you're able to see certain kind of expressions from a person, because the only thing you are seeing is eyes. So you're able to see a few things. You know, like I've learned to learn people because of that with the mask, or knowing somebody's smiling or somebody, you know, a little angry. So, yeah, that's definitely important, you know, and be able to look me in my face when I talk to you. You can't look me in my face while we're talking. You're always looking down. Something ain't right.
Okay. Minister AJ, eyes, is that on your list of attractions to women?
Not necessarily, but I just need to know, you know, because we know that there's some eyes out there. I just need to know where you're looking, you know what I'm saying? You know, some eyes be, you know, going the opposite ways, upside down, around. I just need to know where you're looking.
No.
If I can tell where you're looking, I'm good. I'm good to go, you know?
Well, that's a question I want to ask, and I'll start with you since I'm here. You know, you do have women who do have issues with their eyes. Is that a deterrent for you? And I'm asking seriously, because you don't know who's listening, but I'm asking seriously, is that a deterrent for you?
For me, yes. I've seen some eyes in my days. Yeah, and I'm okay. I need your eyes to be balanced. Eyes are very serious, you know. The gateway to the light, you know. The light of the body is the eye, you know. For me, yes, it is a little deterrent. I've seen some eyes in my days, you know what I mean? And for me, I need your eyes to be straight, you know.
Okay.
I have 20/20 vision, you know. I like eyesight to be straight, you know.
Okay. Pastor KL, all jokes aside, because we don't know who's listening, are the eyes, anything going on with the eyes that are not straight, is that a deterrent?
I don't know that is a deterrent, but I mean, I don't know that would be my
distraction. Let's use the word distraction.
It could be a distraction. It could be a distraction. I mean, can you learn to work with it and deal with it? I'm sure you can, because I'm sure a lot of new things to people are distractions until they get comfortable with it. You know, I mean, sometimes you don't know how to, you know, like when you see somebody who lost a leg or lost this, sometimes you're uncomfortable in that situation until you get to know the person and understand how they feel about it. You understand what I'm saying? So, yeah, it could be a distraction. It really, really could be, because you don't know how to deal with it. That's not your normality on a day-to-day basis. But not saying that it can't work. But it can be a distraction.
Okay. Brother Al, for you, you know, could that be a distraction?
For me, it really depend on what's the situation. You know, I have dated a young lady when I was in college who I was a little lazy. But, you know, I was okay with it, you know. So for me, it's like, it's basically like, what is the problem that you have? I mean, if you fully cross-eyed or one eye looking this way, one looking that way, you know, that could be a little discomfort for me, you know.
Okay. All right. So I guess definitely in this area, it would be essential to become friends first. Because if this was a woman, and I'm saying this for females as well, you don't find it as much with men as you do with female, but this would be a key opportunity for you to make sure you're friends first. Because how could you ever get to who this person really is if you did not go past her having a missing leg or her having only four fingers or, you know, her, you know, having some other impairment? You know, you would have to look past those things in order to get to the deeper part of the woman that you need and find, you know, a man who finds a wife, you know. So we're talking on that. So I'm asking, you know, we're going to take this round. You know, how essential is becoming friends first, you know, so that you can get past what could be a distraction, whether it's the eyes or any other thing that could be going on with her. And I'll start with you, Pastor KL.
I think in all, you know, as a whole, you should be friends first. You know, but definitely. I mean, when you're friends, you learn so much about each other in different ways and in different avenues. And you know, it may have been a tragedy or accident or something like that, you know, and you learn how to deal with that, you know, from that aspect. So friendship is definitely important, you know, and you become more comfortable not only with each other, but with the situation at hand. You know, so I think the more you become friends, and the closer you begin, then everything kind of works out. It's just like on the other stream of, you know, if you're married, and then all of a sudden something tragically happens, you know, do you now leave the woman because you're uncomfortable? No, I mean, if you understand it, if you guys were friends, if you guys were in love, you know, these things we deal with. You know, things happen on a day-to-day basis, you know, and as we always say, nothing is really promised to you, you know, so anything haphazardly could happen, you know, but your love and your kindness, all the stuff that we talked about, this is what's going to get you through to the next level.
Okay. Brother Al, how essential is it to be friends so that you could find the one that God has for you? And, you know, all of these extremities, these things that, you know, could be a distraction, wouldn't even matter anymore.
Oh, that's very important. And, you know, I was listening as you was talking about this, and Pastor Kale was answering, not even just in a relationship or just being friends with someone. You know, it came to my mind, a friend of mine, she passed away some years ago, and her name was Sharon. Sharon had this problem where she had like these little boils, I would call them, all over her body. And she was a slim female, and I would see Sharon. Sharon would go to the beach, put on a two-piece, you know, because she's a slim female, and people would look at her and stuff like that. And I remember talking to her, and I said, Sharon, I said, let me ask you something. I said, you don't feel uncomfortable with people looking at you and staring and talking? And she told me, she said she used to. She used to wear long sleeve sweaters and everything. But what happened was she went to, you know, they got a little group for everything. And she went to a group that where people had the same issue that she had. And she said when she walked into that place, it was people in there who had the same disease that she had, made her little boys look like little pimples. And
wow.
She said she saw how confident those people were and how they didn't care what people thought. And they lived their life and they realized, hey, well, I'm going to get the finger point because people don't understand. I'm going to get the people to laugh. I'm going to get the people who don't want to be around me. But you know what? God blessed me to live and I'm going to live. And she said ever since she went to that, she had no issue. And I got to know her that way as friends. And we came like the best of friends because I was scared to approach her. I said, well, maybe she might feel this way. And just hearing her when she said that to me, I was like, wow. And that's why I got that. She's like, I'm telling you, Al, no matter what you're going through, somebody got it worse than you. I was like, wow. So I think it's really, really important to become friends first and you get to know this person and everything. And like I said, once you become like that, all those other things, you know, we can work on. You know, we can work on that and get past it. Okay, you know what? I don't care what they think. I love you. I care about you. Let's go. And I love you, baby. So let's roll.
Okay.
So very
okay.
Important.
Nice example. Minister AJ, you know, how essential is it that we're friends first so that all of these things that are in your view don't matter as much?
It's very essential because we hold friends in such a high regard, you know, when somebody does something to you, like, oh my God, but I thought you was my friend, you know, and it's, you know, there's some things that you do with your friends, like, you know, you share secrets, whatever, you know, you tell them stuff, you lay everything out for a friend. So it's important that you are friends first, that you have somebody who you can lay everything out with, you know, they're not going to be judgmental and they're willing to help you. And that's usually what, you know, it's like having a real friend. And you'll know, you know, by being friends first, that's why we have the friend zone now. You know, we know if you're only good for the friend zone or we can go further. So it is good to be friends because you learn stuff, you know, that you need to know that's either going to propel you to push forward or stay in the friend zone.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to ask your preference. We've got kindness, sense of humor, communication skills, intelligence, smile, listening skills, money, or eyes. Which one is the most essential to you? Just one, Pastor KL.
Without a doubt, it's sense of humor, hands down.
Okay, why?
If you can't laugh at my jokes, you gotta go. Hands down.
Okay.
I'm a funny man.
All right. Okay. Okay. Brother Al, what sits at the top of the list for you and why?
Ooh, that's a rough one because all those are good. And I'm going to have to go with sense of humor. I'm going to have to go with sense of humor. I mean, it's very important that you're able to laugh and to feel good. I mean, if you broke, we can laugh past that. We can make a joke on that and go past it. But I think that, you know, like I said, I think that's just essential for me. You know, it's like if something's going on and you're able to laugh, you feel better. I mean, that might not change the problem, but you at least feel better. So I'm going to have to go with sense of humor.
Okay. And Minister AJ, you have the final word today. Which one is the most essential to you and why?
For me, it's kindness. Doesn't matter to me if you're kind, because you can do all those other things on that list. But if it's rough, if it's nasty, if it's disgusting, then, you know what I mean? Maybe your laugh is too rough. So I'm okay. Give me the kindness. You know, we can work the rest of the stuff out, you know. And Jesus said, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. So I'm throwing a scripture in there. And, you know, that's how you draw people, with love and kindness.
Okay, okay. Well, man, you're sending us off to a weekend with a whole lot of laughter. And we thank you. We thank you so much for helping make it our Freestyle Friday what it is. And we pray that you have a blessed day.
You too,
thank you,
Steph. Don't be skipping no questions on us either.
All righty. Okie dokie. Have a wonderful one. Ah, well, we had a very interesting conversation. A lot to extract from what was said. But we're going to go with our benediction that everybody is pretty much familiar with. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. And that's Ephesians 3:20-21. I'm looking at this list, and I'm thinking about some of the things that the men have, they've shared. And, again, I say it's very interesting because, you know, you don't know what will draw someone to you. And if you think about all of the things that God says and the fruit of the Spirit that he has given us for us to gauge whether we are godly or on the side of God or Christian, however you want to say it, you know, a believer, however you want to say it, you know, it's if you gauge that against, you know, what this list has and what the men have talked about, you know, it's very difficult to fit the mold for, you know, different men, you know. And, you know, you find that, you know, as you go along the way, you're dancing on, you know, different blocks trying to be who this person may have wanted you to be, who he is looking for. And we'll put it, you know, vice versa, you know, women are looking for in men. We talked about the extremities. We talked about the teeth. We talked about the eyes and, you know, and how that might impede certain things from happening. And good, bad, right, wrong, indifferent. It is, you know, as the individual says it is. But the one thing that I love is that God looks at the inside first. He says, I search your inside. I don't look at the outside. And we are human. We are human, so I'm not beating anybody up. That's not what I'm saying. We are human. And, of course, you know, how you look, how you're dressed, how tall you are, how short you may be, if you're walking with a limp. All these things matter to the naked eye, you know, because this, we're talking about what attracts. Of course, something physical generally attracts you to a person. And that's why, you know, we talked about the component of friendship, because if you allow the natural to take place, and, you know, you're not necessarily looking, and it doesn't mean that, any, you know, you're wrong if you did look. And let that be your gauge first. So please do not misunderstand what I'm saying. But it's a wonderful thing that, you know, God can also turn, you know, what may have attracted you physically, and then you get to see the beauty, that internal beauty of an individual, and how, you know, hey, I never even knew, or if I didn't look past the this, I wouldn't have gotten to the that. And it's a beautiful thing when God can work on us, that we are not the people we used to be. You know, I'm sure if you ask, like we talked about with Minister AJ, you know, I said, okay, well, you made that mistake years ago. Would you make that mistake again? And he says, no. Well, that's the way we grow. And that's the beauty of living in Christ, because you've met people, you've known people, I should say, that you've seen like in 1902 and then you come back in 1912 and they are still the same people. But the best thing about God and living in Christ is he just regenerates you. And all the old scales fall off, and now the new ones grow, and now you get to grow, and you get to see things differently. And the more you study the Word of God, the more you become enhanced, and now you don't, this thing doesn't matter as much anymore. And, you know, we talked about God just reinventing us. And it's such a beautiful thing for us to know that as long as we live in the Lord, we can be reinvented. And the things that once mattered don't matter as much anymore. You know, think about the Bible verse that says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. Do you think that it's perfection? Do you think they found a perfect individual? Have you found a perfect individual? Are you a perfect individual? Absolutely not. But the best part is, what I once saw and what once was important and vital to my existence, you know, I need her or need him to have this because, you know, this is important. And a lot of times it's because of what you're missing. And you're looking for somebody to complete you. But God has got another part of the puzzle that he feels is more important. So while you're paying attention to these things and you're allowing God to groom you and to change you and to open up your eyes and for your heart to become shaped in a different way, and your spirit is leaning more into the Spirit of the Lord. Hey, all those things we may have looked at one point don't even matter anymore. And that's the beauty of living in the Lord. Because now I realize that God has sent me who he wants for me. I have been sent to him who God has assigned me to, who God has chosen for me. And now I don't mind making certain changes. I don't mind being transformed or reshaped, because I realize that this is God's doing. It's not man's doing, but is God who is doing the ultimate work. And I will always lay myself on the table for God to do that surgery on me to make me completely what he wants me to be. I leave you with that this week. You've been listening to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. where we discuss matters of the heart, mind, and spirit. As you go through your day, be sure to set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. They will only serve as a distraction. Remember, prayer changes things. Oh, it's Pastor Steph signing off. And I want to thank my men of warfare for sending us into a wonderful weekend. And I want to thank you for hanging out with me all week, or as much as you possibly could, or maybe today's your first day. Well, thank you for joining us, and I sure hope you'll be back, God spares, on Monday. Remember, we're on 24/7. You don't have to wait until Monday. Oh, you can have us any time of the night, any time of the week. Please choose Jesus as your personal Savior right now, because later is not promised to you. Well, until Monday, where we're shaking the Monday blues, if God spares life, I love you. Thank you.